When I say useless powers, it's like it's not something that would save the world or stop a bank robbery or any of that shit, but it's very situational.
It's only useful for you.
Listen to this one off Reddit. Yeah. I remember one person said the ability to turn into a brick. Once? Hold on. Only once, forever.
Damn, that sucks. Yeah.
So
yeah, these guys are on Reddit looking. No,
yeah,
like,
you hoes.
The ability to identify any poison.
That's what I'm reading.
By tasting it, you
die. I tell these motherfuckers, I text them like 3 hours ago, hey, come up with some useless superpowers
first of
and
all,
have fun.
I flew like 1,000 miles and then he just calls me. Hey,
you
want
to be on episode? I'm like, I just landed. I guess.
And then I said I was taking a nap.
Him and
must
his
be
girl,
nice.
Bro. This motherfucker, our buddy Mark's in the group chat goes, hey, how's Texas? And Matt just replies, great, we're making babies every night. Oh my God.
Jesus. It's a good superpower.
And then Mark replied, with, me too, on your bed.
Oh my God. He said that?
Hey, but get that freaking, you need that UV light, bro.
Hey, just
I'm telling you, you need to get it because you're going to be surprised. In a weird ass corner of his house, there's just gonna be cum stains all over.
Dude, he's gonna shine down the dog in his fucking. It goes from a black dog to a white one.
Oh man, that'd be fucked up.
Dog, if he does that, my dog.
I'll help you.
I'm gonna kill him.
I'll help you.
Oh fuck!
You guys ready for this one?
Jump him.
Ability to pour a liquid from one container one container into another from an improbable distance with perfect accuracy. Someone replied, best bartender ever.
Bro, dude, yeah, it's like superpowers like that. One of mine that I wrote down, always have exact change.
Wow.
There's always that.
Honestly, that does work out.
You go to McDonald's?
That's not a useless power.
No, useless for everyone else, but for me, bro, I'm good.
Okay, there's a villain. Yeah. He's going to destroy the world. You have to give him exactly 753.
I'm a part of the
what
Justice
League. What do you do?
No, I'm part of Phoenix Jones' fucking Justice League.
Yes.
Everyone's fucking beating the shit out of people. Cool, I pull out fucking exact change from my pocket.
The ability to expel a cotton ball from your wrist 3 times a month.
Yes. Hey, yo.
Fuck,
no lie.
I'm out.
No lie. That'd be pretty fucking heat back in like the 1700s.
Dude,
you know what I get?
Master would love you.
Being able to read your own mind.
Your own what?
Your own mind.
Wow. Imagine. Wow. I think you would create a black hole. That is that's a glitch in the system.
Dude, your head would just pop.
For real.
Dude, the pollen in the air is fucking.
Motherfucker, we're in the basement. Where you get pollen, dog?
Dude, I'm just saying it's allergy.
That window opens up to the sunroof. Where you get pollen?
No, the windows are open.
The ability to teleport 1 inch in front of you, the cooldown is 10 seconds.
You ready for this one? Ability to fly, but only while inside an airplane.
I saw that. That was so good.
Someone was like, it's called being a pilot.
Oh man! See, I told these motherfuckers to just come up with some
taste buds in the asshole.
Wow!
Oh,
you know,
who does that help?
But you know, people who are on like a DUI and they're on probation and stuff, they get drunk by shoving something up their ass.
It's called boofing.
Wait, sure, boofing. What? But now you could taste your beer.
Oh,
someone responding goes, "You would have to taste your dad's dick twice."
Oh my God.
Oh, that's wild.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh, that fucking.
That is
up.
Foul. I don't know if I can put that on YouTube.
The ability to fly, but only underwater. So, like, Aquaman.
So you're swimming. You're just swimming.
It's Aquaman.
You're a penguin. You know how people are like, oh, penguins, their wings develop to swim underwater or fly underwater? No, it's developed to swim, you stupid bitch. What are you, a zoologist? Shut the fuck up.
The ability to urinate apple cider vinegar. Someone replies, Bear Grylls would find this pretty useful.
two, you actually written down some. Which one you got?
I have having my shit smell like roses.
Ooh. How would that?
Hey, listen.
It's useless. Remember, these are useless.
So what's the topic? What is this?
It's just useless superpowers.
Okay, nothing else.
Nothing else. We're just having fun with useless superpowers.
I like that. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Like a friend's house, you gotta poop.
Yeah. But it'll stop my, leaving.
For public, like, you know, when you're in the public and you gotta take a mad
you
shit.
You could literally go caca anywhere.
Yeah. Imagine. Not like, even a bathroom. Hey, you remember, like, you know, those memes, like, the third grader taking a shit and someone walks in. Who's shitting in here, you know?
Yo, who's playing a rose garden in here? You fucking hear the foulest, wettest fart, and it just smells like roses.
It smells lovely in here.
Yeah, that'd be dope as hell. Or you shit roses.
That hurt.
Don't women do that?
Thorns. Honestly, I heard that. Heard that was true.
Rainbows and roses.
It's not true.
Your girl listens to that. Matt, I was joking around like that a few years ago when Matt was living in one of his apartments, and Matt was like, "No, I got a story for you." I was coming home from work one day, and I was like, "Hey, babe, where are you?" And she's like, "I'm in the bathroom." He's like,
"Oh no!"
See, imagine if she had that power, though.
Yeah, Matt was like, "All right, I'm coming in with you."
It catches you off guard. You're so in love with them, you realize that, oh my god, they poop.
Blumpkins would be more enjoyable.
Oh, dude.
Hey.
I don't know, Doug. Wait.
I don't know. Hold on. You're still getting E. coli, all right?
Yeah. So let me tell you about the first time my girl farted in front of me.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Blumpkins.
This is so funny. Yeah, no, that's gross.
I thought we were about to
do something. No, that's gross.
That is weird. That is...
That's pretty gross.
That's a very bad fetish.
Yeah, fuck. That's guess that fetish. We'll do that next time for you, Ahmed, when you get out.
I can't wait.
Anyway, we're sitting in her parents' basement. We're watching a movie or something. Loud ass sneeze and just a sneeze fart. A sneeze fart.
Those are the most embarrassing.
Me and her dad looked, caught eyes, and we just started fucking rolling. No. He was laughing, so I'm like, I got excited. I'm like, this is the first time you farted.
Oh, jeez.
Bro, no, he was excited because
I would kill myself if that happened to me, bro.
I saw him like an hour later and he's like, bro, so it's my birthday day and my girl gave me the best birthday gift ever. And I was like, what was this? She finally farted in front of me.
Hey,
I was
it wasn't like a fart. Like, whoa, it was like it was loud. It was a sneeze fart. It was like the funniest thing ever.
Yikes. Oh, fuck.
And that was actually one of my useless powers, like being able to make anyone just fart. So,
hey, look, that would be so funny because you could, if someone's like roasting your life, you know, and you don't fuck with them.
The ass, dude.
Hey, and this is how you get it. You just wink. And then it makes them fucking uncontrollable
shit
farts.
Their pants.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Not shit.
Hey,
shit.
One of those long humming ones.
Yeah. Or just, you can control the velocity of their farts, bro. You can make it as wet or dry as you want. You can make it the wet noise or just like the ass cheeks.
Hey, dude, I mean, I think I would be quite upset. Like, you know, I'm talking shit, mad shit. And then now I feel fucking fart bubbles rolling up my back, dude.
Yeah, I wink at you and you just start. Yeah, you just start. Farting. You're turned on and very flatulent at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
You're at the bar. You're about to go talk to this one girl, and this fucking dude just cuts you off. Yes. And what do you do? Honestly, make him rip a mean one. That sounds very useful. Yeah,
for me only.
Yeah,
not for anyone else.
Okay, someone wants to end the world. Okay. And the only way you can stop the world from ending is by making him fart.
Not even that. You're tied up and he's giving his monologue, right? He's halfway through it. So, and you're like, you know, I'm kind of understanding what he's going through.
Yes.
But I'm a superhero. Let me fix this. Just make him rip ass. You know, he's on live stream and everything. What's he going to do?
Villain doesn't finish his monologue. That's it. He loses.
He's a little bitch. Even if he does destroy the world, he's fucked.
No one's gonna take his ass seriously anymore. That's the guy that fucking ripped ass on national TV.
Yeah. See, my destroyed the world, you probably destroyed your pants with that one.
Here's this superpower, the ability to turn invisible, but only when no one's looking. What'd you think about that?
Useful as fuck. Now is it only humans that aren't looking or like animals or what?
I think any living thing.
This one's for Tong. He'd love this superpower. Every time you close your eyes, you would fall asleep and sleep at least 5 hours.
Did you write that one down?
Yeah.
His was instead of 5 hours, it's only 20 minutes.
Anywhere.
Oh, yeah. The second you close your eyes?
No.
If you got a blink?
What?
You sleep for 20 minutes? You're still up for 5 hours. It would fit Tongue perfectly because sometimes we'll make plans and shit and Tongue will be like, oh, I fell asleep.
But yeah, that's one of my superpowers.
Yeah, that's one.
Like, you know Corn Fed, Scoots. Yeah. This fucker can fall asleep anywhere.
Yeah, I wish I could do that.
We're having a bonfire, dude. It's dead of winter, snow on the ground. This dude brings out a space blanket.
And just out like a light.
Sits down by the fire and fucking passes out.
Man.
And then he wakes up, look at me. He's like, dude, there's another spot right here next to me for you if you want. And Jesus. Falls back asleep. It's like, dude.
He's living life.
How do I do that?
He's living life. Man, if I can sleep on command like that, I'd live life. Well, be the happiest person alive.
Dude, it doesn't matter where he's at. He can fall asleep. Like, he was trying to get away from his ex at the time. We're up north.
I think that's depression. I think that's
something else. Hey, so there's this bunk bed in this room that me and Tuan shared.
They didn't sleep in different bunks, though.
No, we slept in the same bunk.
For sure, cuddles.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure, cuddles. Yeah. You have to.
Brotherly love. Safety cuddles, you know. Have a, you know, cuddle buddy.
No one, you know, you didn't want to fall off.
And Justin would come in and fucking talk to us. And then fall asleep at the foot of the bed. Like, what are you doing?
I gotta bleep that.
Can I act like I'm swearing, but you just bleep them out?
Yeah.
I can bleep out every other word, but I can just bleep you
right now. I'm probably bleeping the hell out of you right now.
Okay, so like, but let me like make a sentence and just bleep like.
Bro, I'm probably bleeping you right
three
now.
Words,
future me, just bleep them.
Okay.
Future me.
Hi, my name is Ahmed. And then just bleep out. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not bleeping that part.
Damn it. I wish I had the power to bleep out. So that'd be dope.
Yeah, that there's a useless power. Just yeah, bleep for real. Oh, fuck. Another one of mine. You know how, like, at GameStop or some shit, when you try to turn something in, and they only give you...
like, $10 for $500.
$10 are just always in-store credit.
Mm-hmm.
Always be able to get refunds.
That would be good.
That'd be a great fucking
power.
That's
very useful.
For me only. So.
No, yeah. If there was a villain... And he's trying to destroy the world. And the only way for you to stop that is you get a full refund at GameStop.
And then use my power to get exact change. Damn. And then boom. We're
exactly.
Good.
There you go. Now you got that $753.
Thanos is struggling without that gauntlet. Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck.
Let me see.
You guys got any more? We got
taste buds in the assholes.
Oh.
Did we already? Yeah. Was that recorded already?
What about the ability to make anything horny?
Dude, wow. Yo, that sounds like a great fucking time.
Hey, wow. Just play.
No. Like,
just wink at me, bro. That's all you gotta say.
Doesn't liquor do that?
No.
Could have sworn liquor was the one that did that one. They've already invented that one.
Yeah, someone beat you to it.
We gotta make it
useless though. Every time you sneeze, everyone in the room gets horny.
Oh God!
We're all doing the podcast. And fucking like, Matt sneezed, the table lifts up a fucking few
like
inches.
Insatiably like attracted to you, like they can't keep your. Wow, you'd be fucked. Oh, would be fucked.
You would be fucked everywhere.
Yeah, literally. All right, one last one.
All right,
I read some weird ones, man.
My last one.
Go ahead. This is you.
Is having the power to talk my dad out of leaving us.
Wow.
This one hit a little close to home.
Wow.
Hey, yo, I'm about to cry.
Jesus.
All right. That was between the notes. All right, everyone.
I miss you, Dad.